All right, we're back. This is the Moore and Silva Show.
Back again.
Yeah. I'm Artie Taco.
And I'm Joffrey with the G.
And we're back doing this again. I don't know. Man, how long has it been?
It's going on a year, man. Man. Like at least 10 months.
And people, we it all started because we would have awesome conversations as we're working.
Right.
And people have actually been mocking us because we'd be like, man, we got to get back on the podcast. Oh, we're going to do it this week. And now we're finally.
Finally doing it. People saying, oh, yeah, that podcast that don't exist.
Yeah, it's in your imagination. All right, but we're coming back with not just sports.
Right.
We're going to talk about what's trending.
Right. Life, you know, business.
Faith, headlines. What's going on in our region of Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Well, right now we got high school football going.
I'm going to a game tonight.
Man, I wish I was, man. I got I'll be at home with the kids. My wife got a woman's group tonight.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's so good, man. Community.
That's it, man.
Community.
Real good.
Well, let's talk about kids, man. Our kids are back in school.
Back in school.
Tell me what grade your kid's in and how was their first day? How's school going?
Yo, this is amazing. Like, I have a new high schooler. So I have a ninth grader, all-girls school. Then I have a sixth grader, all-boys school. And then my seven-year-old, he just went to the third grade. Yeah, so it's a big deal. I got one in high school, one in middle school, one in elementary right now.
And I remember you telling me you came in late one day, but what was it that you went to? Just explain what happens the first day of school at your son's school, correct?
Or yes, both? Yes. That so the first day of school, what my 11-year-old school does is the first day of school they ask men all over the city of Chattanooga and surrounding areas to come be a part of this first day of school for these young men. So this year they have seventh grade and sixth grade. Of course, next year they'll have eighth grade, seventh grade, and sixth grade. But what they want us to do is come and congratulate them. So we're cheering them on their first day of school. It was amazing. The energy was awesome, man. I loved it.
And you were even on TV.
You
made it on TV.
I made it on TV.
Look at you. Yeah, so my daughter started kindergarten. And
you was there, right?
Yeah, I got to take her in. Awesome. And man, I was growing up, kindergarten was like the worst for me. I was always at home, didn't have no pre-K or any of that. So I was like kind of worried how her day was going to go and how school was going to go so far. But she loves it. Like the first day, she didn't even want to get in the car when my wife went to go pick her up. So it's been good, but it only took 10 days before she was in the office.
But, so what you care to explain how your daughter ended up in the office?
Well, apparently she just screamed at lunch, and I guess the office is right there, and they sent her to the office.
Wow.
She was pretty tore up about it, but I think she learned her lesson. Yep. I don't think that'd be happening anymore. Tonight I'll be going to the LFO Heritage game. That's going to be exciting. I think actually a few of my friends from church were going to go up and alumni and support. It's going
to
be
cool.
I'm excited.
Cool, man.
That finally, awesome. Arthur Silva's come back to his high school.
Finally. Yeah, they probably wait for Joffrey to come to his, but hey, man, I got so much
Brandon,
going on.
Man. Brandon looking for G to show up.
And you know something? What's crazy? My old band teacher, she expected for me to help her out with the band. I never knew. Because a friend of mine told me one day that, you know, I was in a band. First, I was on the football team. My guys on the football team was mad because I stopped playing football and I joined the band.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do everything, I guess, in high school. But they loved me in the band. And after high school, they expected for me to, you know, get the drum line, keep it tight and correct or whatever. And I just, life happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just the short
just
version.
A heads up, though, the drum line movie was based on the character of Joffrey Moore.
I was tight, but I wasn't that tight.
All right, man, let's get into college football. So we're in week zero.
Week zero.
Miami, Florida. I just tell you this much. I'm getting new gear today. Ordered it earlier in the week, so I would have it before the game. I'm getting new Miami gear when I get home.
We talking turnover chain. We talking hats. We talking shirts and jerseys, people.
Yes. It's going down. I'm excited. So, Miami, Florida, man. What do you think's going to happen? What's going to open up the 150 years of college football?
Man, that's awesome. I'm going to go Miami on that one, man. I think y'all got a shot. I know most people in this area are going to pick SEC, so they're going to go with Florida. But I'm actually rooting for Miami.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to be excited, and I'm going to try to go in with a good attitude, win or lose. But I want to win so bad. My senior pastor is actually a Florida fan, Micah Freeze, over at Brainerd Baptist. But then my campus pastor – Paul Lasso, he's a Miami fan.
Okay. So it's going
to
be
Hopefully I get to go watch it with him, hang out.
Now, is it a neutral site or
Orlando.
I guess it's still going to favor Florida.
Gators.
It's kind of neutral.
But what do you think about your team?
The Buckeyes, you're right. The Ohio State Buckeyes. That's right.
My favorite part was Baker Mayfield dropping that flag on the O. That was pretty dope.
So disrespectful.
That was pretty dope.
So disrespectful.
But what are your team going to look like, man? What do you think?
I got mixed feelings, man.
New coach.
New coach. I don't think we're going to go undefeated this year. I'm going to be realistic. And it's a possibility that we might not win the Big Ten or the Big Ten East. You know, so, I mean, I got to be realistic, man. I don't think we're going to be great if they mention us and, consider us as a team in the college football playoffs. I mean, all right, appreciate it. I think y'all kind of putting us up there a little too high. I think we're going to have a good team, though.
Where y'all sitting at preseason? Right. 4? I think y'all might be 4 because it goes Clemson, number 1, Alabama, 2, Georgia, 3. And everybody's hopped up on
All right, we're number 5 right now.
Number 5, my bad.
Yeah.
So number 5. I don't know who's sitting at 4, but
let's see who's sitting at.
College football's about to take off, and
it's
going to
be a big deal.
I see all the advertisements already happening. I don't even have cable.
And it's going to be fun. Oklahoma's number 4.
Yeah, Oklahoma number 4.
So, I mean, this is going to be an exciting season. I think this year might be the year that Michigan might actually, they may have a shot of popping us, you know. It happens, you know. Ohio State-Michigan is a big rivalry, and sometimes it goes either way. Right now, Ohio State owns Michigan. I just want to get that on the record. But this is the year. You know, Harbaugh, he talking a lot of smack right now. So, we'll see. It's the last game of the season, so.
Yeah, we got some time.
We got some time before that happens.
We got one more other game this weekend, Hawaii versus Arizona. And I really, to be honest with you, I'm not staying up at 10:30 and watching this game.
No, ain't no way.
But I'm going to go with Hawaii just because I saw the Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Yeah.
If you want to see – I mean, let's be real. The Fast and Furious movies are very unrealistic.
Right. And this
it
was still good.
Yeah.
Though.
It was entertaining. It was jamming.
And
a slick move. I don't know how they recorded it, but basically Jason Statham, The Rock, and his sister are in a sports car and go underneath a 18-wheeler, actually 2, I think.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And then
they dodged death like the whole movie.
Yeah. And
went down skyscrapers and everything.
Goes through them too. It's crazy. But if you want to see something entertaining. But didn't you see a movie too with your kids?
Oh, yeah, man.
Lion King.
I think it ended up being. Oh, shoot.
My
mother-in-law took the kids to see Lion King. Oh, my 7-year-old loved it.
Yeah.
But me and my 7-year-old son, we did watch Shazam together.
Oh, Shazam, okay.
And oh, he loved Shazam.
Really? I thought the most entertaining part of that was the ending. where they all they get a team.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was great. I liked that.
Man, Disney puts out a movie and they're already they're gonna make $1 billion mm-hmm. off of it, revenue.
That's what they got going on right now.
Man, let's jump into some vacation. Man, yeah. I've been wanting to talk to you. I think we've had this conversation numerous times since you went on vacation.
Yeah, you've been talking smack about it, too. It's all good.
Me talking smack. Do you hear this, people? Me talking smack.
Yeah,
if you know
Taco talks smack.
I do talk smack. But I was just telling my buddy yesterday that I wanted to go watch the Miami game, like, somewhere where no one's going to be heckling me because I'm trying to – be better.
Be serious.
I'm trying to be better.
Right.
Because if someone's in my face, then I want to talk trash too.
But exactly.
Anyways, yeah, we talked about this trip numerous times already on the line, working together. But
yeah.
Let's talk about this Miami trip. Well, why'd you go to Miami, first of all?
It was our anniversary.
Anniversary? How many
years?
It was
our 15-year anniversary.
Wow, man.
Yeah, so we went to Miami for our 15th anniversary. And I'm going to tell y'all, Miami is a great place to visit. I mean, it's probably a great place to live as well. The weather was great, y'all. And you have to understand, this was December 31st when I got there. And the weather was awesome. It might have been, I think the highest temperature was 93 degrees or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was like the last day I was in Miami, man. So it was great.
Awesome.
Had an awesome time.
So, you know, they go down there. You don't have – your kids, where are your kids at?
Mother-in-law was watching.
Perfect. You know, you and your wife, man, you know, y'all can splurge a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, I see where you're getting it.
You see all these cars. You know, what kind of cars
man,
you see?
Oh, man, Lamborghinis, Porsches, you name a sports car. And I want to say within a four-day span, I can just about hear the – or know what kind of car it was by the way the engine revved up when it's about to pass.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Oh, man.
So y'all have to rent a car, right?
Yeah, we rented a car,
man. And what kind of car did you rent?
Well, it was an economy.
This guy, on his anniversary in Miami, worrying about... So you go and they got an Audi.
Right.
They got an Audi there, right?
Right. They offered us a $30 a day upgrade.
Yeah.
And I thought about it. Seriously.
For an Audi.
Audi, yeah.
Audi what? Do you remember?
It was like an A6 or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you end up driving around?
Ford Focus, man.
Ford Focus. Hey, don't worry, though. SEL. I gave this guy the hardest time because I was like, really?
It had leather seats. It had air.
Couldn't splurge a little bit. But your wife, the wisdom, she's very
grounded, man.
Yeah, very grounded. She
definitely a great woman.
She recommended what?
Hey, that you can we spend that money on our vacation, enjoying ourselves in Miami.
And I respect that, but yeah. I'm driving the Audi. I'm sorry. And I'm not going.
I seriously did want to get the Audi because I want to
sports cars.
Yes, I say, man, I want to look like that. But the Ford Focus was the right decision.
And this is why you got more money than me. But anyways, all right.
So man, let's talk about this daggone chicken war that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I
haven't even heard about it because every time I go buy Chick-fil-A, I mean, it's quick. And they got my chicken.
Well, see, I had no clue. So yesterday, which was August the 22nd, I'm riding. I'm on Highway 58, man. And I said, okay, I already had told my wife that I'm going to go get some Popeyes for us. And when I got to the Popeyes, the line for the drive-thru was almost to the street. So I said, okay, I'm going to go find a parking space. I want to say that every parking space was taken, right? So I get on the phone and I say, hey, I'm not going to wait, you know, an hour and a half in line for some chicken. You know, I'll just get you something else. settle for Zaxby's or something like that, right? Well, it turns out, people, that Chick-fil-A and Popeyes are in a chicken war right now. And people, they are actually running out of chicken. It's crazy.
You know what? When you told me this, like, I wasn't surprised because I've went to the one in Brainerd before. And this has been a while back. And they were out of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
A while back. So.
It's wild, man.
But they said, I was looking on Twitter because you told me about this. I was like, man, let me just get on Twitter. You know, you can find whatever that's trending going on. And apparently something was said, like, who has the best sandwich or something, correct?
Somebody on Facebook, they got on there and they said, who has the best chicken sandwich? Which I really never had a chicken sandwich from Popeyes. I always had, like, I ordered the chicken meal.
Yeah.
But the argument was Popeyes had the best chicken sandwich. Then the other person come back and said, no, it's Chick-fil-A. So now it's like you got to wait an hour to get daggone chicken.
So let's just say who has the best service.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, you go there, it's hands down.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
But to me, I think it's ICE going in these chicken plants and raiding all these workers. These workers that are trying to make a dollar.
Yeah, man. You know.
I mean, who else is going to do these jobs?
Speaking on that, man, you know, I know I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go work there.
I can't imagine. I've talked to people here locally that worked at the chicken plant in Chattanooga, and they're like, nah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. And, you know, that's politics, man. That's the ugly side of politics. You know, when you're doing something like that, when ICE comes in, and I understand ICE is here for a reason, but you're just focusing on the country who has citizens in America that's south of America. But there's countries all over the world with illegal immigrants here in America.
Great point, yes.
Why are they still here and you're just focusing on Mexican immigrants?
Exactly.
So...
It is one-sided, I believe. It's one-sided. And the news makes it one-sided as well.
That's true.
So you got another vacation coming up, Gulf Shores, right?
Man, yes.
You're going everywhere.
I can't wait, man. I love to travel.
We're going to talk about two vacations. I haven't even took one.
Look, hey, man, you got to, man.
Mine ain't till November.
Travel. There you go. I love to travel, man. This is what I tell everybody. I was talking to a young man one time at the barbershop, and I told him, I said this, man. Travel. Go wherever you want. Be a world citizen. That's how I look at myself. Travel to whatever country you want to travel to. Travel to whatever city you want to travel to. Because sometimes when you at home all the time in your city, you get stuck. And you feel like, man, there's no way out. You know, you end up taking on a personality of your community and stuff like that. But when you go other places, people treat you different in other places. You start realizing, like, oh, so I can live better or equal, or it may be other opportunities in other cities, other countries.
Yeah.
So you got to open it up.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I love to travel. And in some places, I can tell y'all, but there's going to be a long podcast that you don't want to go. So.
All right, man. Something big's happening in the streaming world. Disney Plus is coming out in November.
Great.
I mean, look at Netflix. Netflix is, I'll just use this, the Stranger Things people, the actors in the first season, second season, were making $25,000 per episode.
Wow.
Now these kids, well, now they're teenagers in season three, but they're making $250,000, $350,000 an episode.
Man.
$350,000 an episode. And now Disney.
That's some great money.
Is jumping in on this. Because Netflix is just coming out with movies and they're putting them on there, coming out with seasons, putting them on there, and people can binge watch them however they want. Now Disney's about to impact this. Like, what's it going to do to the streaming world? What's it going to do to cable?
Cable right now is, I would say, non-existent. I mean, if you have cable, fine. But, I mean, with internet access, you don't need cable.
Yeah.
Everything is streaming right now. I mean,
everything.
Netflix is in my house.
Hulu.
YouTube is in my house. Hulu, you know, and
Amazon Prime.
So it's and that's what I watch some of my movies on Amazon Prime, and And right now, I'm watching this superhero show, The Boys. Have you seen that, by the way?
I haven't seen it.
Amazon Prime, and it's where a group of, I guess they're villains, and then they're killing the superheroes, but the superheroes are kind of like evil. Well, not necessarily evil, but they do more bad than they do good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's people that has been a victim to the superheroes or out to kill the superheroes.
Yeah.
So,
I know The Boys has been a talk on our line, but no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I think
superheroes in general are going on, and I'm going to throw this in here real quick, but Sony and Disney can't come to agreement on Spider-Man. So Spider-Man is getting taken out of the Marvel universe.
So wow.
That was something that dropped earlier this week.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And when he always been.
The crazy thing is Disney, and I get it, Disney's using their leverage, but Disney owns the merchandising for Spider-Man.
So they pulling it.
So since Sony came out with, what's the other Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, the Spider-Verse, yeah.
They came out with that movie by themselves, and it was a hit. So now I think they're just trying to like, hey, we can do this. And really, to be honest with you, I don't think they do.
Mm-hmm.
Just to throw that in there.
Yeah.
But let's move on to business, something that we'll finish the show with. Jay-Z, NFL, Colin Kaepernick.
Partnering up with the NFL. You know, that's a huge deal, man. I didn't see the entire interview. I kind of caught a snippet. But from what I did see, I get both sides, because on some sides, people saying, oh, Jay-Z sold out, you know, and being disrespectful to Colin Kaepernick.
But what kind of deal is it? Like, it was a deal. Jay-Z was going to team up with the NFL for what? Social injustice?
That's the understanding.
That's the understanding. Okay, I was just making sure.
And I want to say that maybe Colin Kaepernick had no clue that this merger was going on or this business deal was going to happen. And it wasn't him. It was like his girlfriend come out. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason, Colin Kaepernick got some, I guess, what is that, a no-gag order or something when you can't speak on issues?
Yeah, if you take money.
Yeah, and I think he must have taken some money from the NFL, so he can't even speak on the NFL issues. So I'm trying to understand why it's a problem for Jay-Z, who is a businessman, to do a business deal with who he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, I don't look at Jay-Z as a sellout. Maybe Jay-Z has a plan that people don't know about. He can't reveal yet. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think I read something on Twitter, like someone posted that kneeling can only take you so far. Now Jay-Z has a seat at the table.
Exactly.
So I think that's a better opportunity.
And you know something too, man? Taco, I was thinking about it. About an hour ago, there's no minority owners in the NFL.
Yeah.
So for Jay-Z to even be at the table with the NFL, we don't know what this might lead to.
Yeah.
Who knows? He might be in position to be part of a team or himself a minority owner in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen.
And that would be huge.
That would be huge. Yep. So
as we always have, we're going to finish the show on, thankfulness.
Right.
And you had something come up, but we're not going to hit on it.
Yeah, we're at a later date. It's still kind of
fresh
and new.
But what are you thankful for, G?
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm thankful for, first of all, I just turned 40.
Woo!
And
this guy's lean and mean.
I had a physical lately and clean bill of health, no issues, everything is great. So I'm grateful for my health, man. My family, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, wife and kids, man. They all doing awesome. One of them had a little something happen this week, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. But still, he's good.
All is well. Yes, yes.
God is good.
God really is, man. How about yourself, man?
Man, I gotta say I'm thankful, of course, for family, for friends, for community. I gotta say, this past week has been a rough week. I lost a friend.
Sorry, I hear that, man.
Just I taught youth, and he was in it. We took trips together. He came hung out with me. I hung out at his house.
And what exactly, if you don't mind, how did it occur? We're trying to bring awareness. So do you mind expounding?
No, not at all. He's been battling depression and anxiety, which I haven't known. I haven't talked to him probably in a couple of years, man. Like life comes at you, and he was just a student of mine, but he committed suicide.
Mm.
And
so young.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't know the things people are going through, and
right.
You know, we easily can be very judgmental in situations like this, but just like a body can break down, your mind can break down, mm-hmm. as well. And I'm not looking, and don't think of the what ifs, you know, because we easily can do that in any situation, whether it's suicide or any kind of death.
All right.
But what I miss is the moments. You know, I wish I could have had more moments.
All right.
And I think we all do that in a mm-hmm. way. But just in the future, just think about the people we come in contact with daily. And the moments you can make, even right. just a smile,
right?
Because we don't know what people are going through.
That's it.
And just be thankful for the opportunity that we have, because I'm thankful for the opportunity I got to meet this guy and spend time with him.
And you know, man, that's it, man. You got to make the most of your opportunities. Be that person all the time, you know, because if you have what that other person don't have, that's what they need. So you're happy, you have a smile, they need that smile to brighten their day.
Yeah.
That makes sense, man. That's great.
And if you know someone, whether it's it could be anything, but just walk alongside those people that are going through difficult situations. Encourage people that are going through trials or hardships. Walk alongside them. Don't just wave them off like you don't want to get involved, because it means so much more to those people if you just reach out to people that are going through, whether it's death, mm-hmm. whether it's a loss of job, whether it's the worst thing, someone goes to jail or something like that. Just walk alongside them. It means the world to them. They need that. Community people.
And you know, man, and just to kind of piggyback off of that, remember, before you cut people off, you can always have what is called the elevator speech with people. So that can be anywhere from 20 to 30 seconds. Let's say it goes 60 seconds. What is a minute out of your life to save a soul?
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like nothing, don't it? You know?
Sharing the gospel don't take that long,
take that long.
It's simple. Man. We'll see y'all next show, man. Thanks for listening.
Peace.